This is the Upgraded Life Podcast, and I have another Web3 blockchain cryptocurrency episode to share with you, and it's going to feature Daniel Sin. Daniel is the co-founder of Forge Finance, which is a DeFi cryptocurrency community and a token, and it's focused on helping people get education, specifically around the utility of NFTs. So Daniel's going to share with us his capstone project that is required to enter the Guardian tier with the Guardian Academy. So let's get to it. Buckle in, let's go for a ride, and let's hear all about Daniel and his capstone project. Hello, thanks for tuning into the Upgraded Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo. The Upgraded Life is my personal project where I help people realize and reach their potential. I've been a professional helper for 20 years. Here's what I'm convinced of. The life that you have right now and the life that you want tomorrow is a product of your personal mindset, mission, and movement. Each episode of the Upgraded Life Podcast is going to give you something that you can do as soon as the episode is over to upgrade your personal mindset. Your mindset informs your mission. Your mission tells you how to move every single day. And together, that is the Upgraded Life. All right, I am here with Daniel Sin, and I'm going to be doing another interview with somebody from the Guardian Academy in effort for that person to complete what is being called their capstone project. So I'm excited to have Daniel here. Daniel and I have gotten to know each other quite well over the past few weeks and months in our own Web3 community journeys, but I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'm going to let him tell his story. But I will say that I appreciate Daniel and the way that we've connected and the way that we've been able to help each other along the way with the things that we're involved in, both in the Web3 space, but also in the real life as, you know, our efforts to become better humans. So Daniel, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a great medium to get to share some of my experience. I thought about doing just a document or some Twitter threads or something. But I think part of what is taught within the Guardian Academy and Wolf Den and CCA, some of these educational curriculums that I've gone through in the last year is knowing yourself and playing your game. And part of that for me is speaking to people and engaging in conversation and just using that strength. So I think that this is a great medium. I love what you're doing with your podcast. I love that you've taken a step back into it. And let's get kicking.
Perfect. So kind of put yourself in AMA mode, right? So you're talking to a new audience. They don't know anything about you. Just quickly give us a rundown of who Daniel Sin is.
So I'm 31 years old. I live in California. I formerly ran a coaching business online. I did personal training for about 6 to 7 years before that. And I've been in the DeFi space for about a year and a half, in the crypto space for probably near 2 to 2.5 in some capacity. I created a project called Forge Finance along with Michael Kim. And we'll probably unpack a lot of the rest of this answer through some of these questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So you talked about being in the crypto space in terms of months and years, but that's kind of like dog years, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like light years. It's crazy how fast the space moves, and it's kind of like the wild, wild west. So it's been a roller coaster, and really, like, you know, I'm just grateful to have the grounding that's been provided and the foundation that's been provided by the Wolf Den, which is now known as the Guardian Academy. So,
yeah. So let's get into that. Explain to us what the Guardian Academy is.
So the Guardian Academy is a collective of individuals that are purpose-driven individuals looking to effectively improve themselves. The orientation is on improvement rather than perfection. And by improving themselves, they move through a process from being a consumer to being a producer. And I think that's part of what we're doing right now, right?
Absolutely,
on this podcast is you know, becoming producers, and part of, you know, building a project is becoming a producer. So the Guardian Academy is a collective of purpose-driven individuals who are collectively working towards similar goals and sharing a similar language to effectively communicate with one another.
Sure. Awesome. And then, you know, what is this Capstone project? Why are we doing that?
The Capstone project is a way for Guardians, which are the highest tier of the Guardian Academy, go figure. The Capstone project is a way for Guardians to kind of showcase some of the things that they've learned through the process of moving through this curriculum and provide value to other people within the community. This is what I would encapsulate it as.
Great. And with the Capstone, there are specific requirements. And so the first prompt for anybody who's doing a Capstone is to reflect on what's been the biggest takeaway that you've had since being part of the Guardian Academy and all that it offers and teaches and exposes you to.
Yeah, this is a hard one. I mean, everybody who's done the Capstone has said the same thing. It's really difficult because there's just been so much experience and growth that I've incurred over the last year that it's really difficult to boil it down. But part of what we're taught, you know, within TGA, Wolfden, CCA is, you know, brevity and kind of boiling things down. So I would say that my single largest takeaway is something that Brandy Massengale and Dan Nicholson and Nick Peterson teach a lot within these curriculums, which is knowing yourself and playing your game. And so that's kind of the broad strokes of it. When you break that down into more of a technical aspect, what it translates to is the importance of creating an efficient operating system that is built to my unique disposition and preferences. So to elaborate a little bit on that, this operating system is essentially a set of frameworks, filters, and processes that allow me to make better decisions that move me closer to what I have defined is important to me in life versus just doing more things. And we'll break down more versus closer a little bit later as well. But creating clarity around things like my core values and my specific goals has really allowed me to align my espoused values, which are what I say is important to me, and my values in action, which is what is my behavior and real world actions show is actually important to me. And this has effectively helped me to minimize the gap. And this small but powerful change has significantly reduced my overall anxiety levels surrounding my future, and it's given me a clear path to achieving the goals that I've set forth for myself. So for the first time in my life, I really feel in control of the outcome of my future. And I can say that it feels good. It feels really good.
Excellent. Yeah. You can definitely see that it is tough to, you know, hone in on one thing, right? Because there's so much there in order to sink yourself into and to, you know, maximize your life or optimize, right? We've got to optimize before we maximize.
Yeah. Big CCA principle.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Absolutely. So yeah, I appreciate you zeroing in on there with some specifics about, you know, the things that have been impactful. And just to hear you say that, well, what's the change state? Well, the change state is that for the first time in your life, you're not having, you know, anxiety about your future. That's tremendous.
Yeah, it's no amount of words can really break that down.
Right.
You know, coming from a background and the roller coaster that has been the last 5 or 6 years of my life, which is a whole nother story. Yeah.
We'll do a second episode on that one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. World traveling, near death experience.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
I'll write a book one day.
Yeah. So let's keep this moving on. So one of the things that is, you know, one of the central tenets of the Guardian Academy, that's definitely part of CCA. It's credited to one of the founders of CCA. but that experience of no longer having anxiety and you have confidence in your future really stems out of creating and knowing what your solvable problem is. And this is a super important concept, especially when it comes to things like engineering your life. If you're going to, and how to use crypto and DeFi crypto effectively, you don't have a solvable problem locked in and understood and embraced. You're going to wreck yourself, right? And that's what we've been teaching.
Yeah.
That's what the TGA has been teaching since day one. Unfortunately, people don't listen. People nod their head and say, yeah, I got it, when they don't. And then they get wrecked. And then they go out on social media and they say a bunch of stupid things. And it's clear that they didn't understand or embrace the idea of the solvable problem. So explain to us in your words, Daniel, how do you define the solvable problem, and then tell us what your solvable problem is focused on.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give a shout out to Dan Nicholson, who is the creator of the IP of the solvable problem. He's a great mentor. He's got a book coming out on October 14th that will outline a lot of this stuff in detail. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him and what he's doing. But the solvable problem, I like to break it down using another tool that Dan has shared, which is it's actually a quote. And the quote is, anxiety equals uncertainty times powerlessness. And so I think two big pieces of the solvable problem are clarity and certainty. So the clarity piece revolves around, if you've ever seen mastermind programs or coaches who teach, you know, the vision board, which is kind of the concept, right? But the differentiation with the solvable problem versus a vision board is, what are the things, you know, articulating and really detailing the things that you would really like out of life, and not discounting those things for dollar value because you don't, you know, believe at this time that they're achievable, but really articulating at a deep level. And a shout out also to Callie from the Wolf Den, who's created something called the Dream Life. So we talk about the Dream Life, and this is kind of the clarity piece, is really getting clear around what it is you want in life at a deep level. And once you have clarity around where you currently are and where you want to be, you can effectively build a bridge to help you get there, right? If you go to Google Maps and you say, hey, I want to go to this place, but you don't put in a starting point, you can't get accurate directions. So that clarity piece is absolutely essential. The second piece is certainty, which comes with identifying or funding your priorities on your timeline without sacrificing who you are. So playing your game, right? And that's a definition that comes from Dan Nicholson as well. And so the solvable problem is kind of a tool that encompasses those two things. And it involves what's called a core capital number, which is a dollar value that represents the amount of money that you would need in investable assets in a, let's say, a safe, low yield investment portfolio to fund that dream life that you have articulated and your priorities on a timeline that is appropriate for you.
Yes.
So it's very individualistic. It should be. Everybody's solvable problem is going to be different. Everybody's timelines are going to be different. Everybody's starting from a different point. And I think the entire idea of the solvable problem is to get clear on those things, to gather the clarity and then start to create certainty. And when you create that certainty, since the equation we talked about, when you drive down uncertainty, you actually decrease significantly, because it's a multiplicative equation,
right?
Decrease significantly the anxiety. So you can attach different things to that. So what we use in this case is financial anxiety equals financial uncertainty times financial powerlessness. Mm-hmm. So if you either raise or if you either eliminate uncertainty or you raise power over the outcome, you significantly reduce mm-hmm. anxiety. So that's kind of the long-winded approach to the solvable problem, the way that I understand it. So to dive into my solvable problem, my initial solvable problem was created solely for me. But what I did is I actually went through with my girlfriend and we sat down and articulated the life that we wanted to have together. And so the core capital number that I'm going to give represents the things that we want, the family we want, the house we want, the investment properties, the nanny, the all the good stuff, right? All the things that are important to us that we really want without discounting those things. So my core capital number is $13,741,750. And that, again, represents the amount of money I would need in investable assets to fund my dream life, as Callie would call it, year over year.
I love the specificity there. Clear down to $750. There's probably some cents on the end that you didn't put on there. But the specificity tells me that you actually ran it through some sort of calculator, right?
And yeah, that would be actually, again, shout out to Callie because she's the best. That would be the Dream Life worksheet that Callie created for the Luna Den. And if you are a female or really anybody who's looking for quality direction outside of, you know, what we have in the Wolf Den and the Guardian Academy, I highly recommend checking out the Luna Den as well, because they do a fantastic job over there.
Yeah. Great people over there and great community for sure. And, you know, I've watched from afar. I've got a lot of things going on, but the times that I have jumped in, it's been great stuff. So appreciate what they're doing over there as well. I also want to just, you know, add, you know, my audience may know, may remember, but I'll reorient them that, you know, part of my official training is as a marriage and family therapist. That's the actual license I hold in the state of Oregon under the mental health umbrella. And I just want to say, Daniel, what you did with your girlfriend about, you know, the coming together and casting this vision for the life that you want is something that I rarely see when I'm working with couples that are struggling. You know, at some point I've learned not to do this on the front end because it's not a fair question anymore. At some point I'll ask, so what was the vision? You've been married, you know, 7 years, 8 years, 15 years, you know, what was the plan? What was the idea? And I've never once had a couple say, well, this was the plan and this is where it went wrong. Right. And so for you to do that on the front end, I just say, you know, hats off to you. You know, it's probably not a fun or easy process.
No, it's challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, what I say more in the coaching realm is that you're going to pay. You either pay now or you pay later. And paying now is it worth going through the strife and the conflict now, where it costs you, you know, this much, or would you rather pay 7 years in the future where it's going to cost you this much, right? You're going to pay one way or another. You just get
CCA teaches a principle that every decision has an infinite amount of trade-offs.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a perfect case in point of it, right? Is avoiding a difficult conversation now turns into a big problem later on that becomes exponentially harder to solve and requires a lot more resources.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, it was challenging, but it felt thing to do, and to also kind of bring her into the education and the mentality that we learn from the Guardian Academy, and because I know the value that it holds, and it's been a good segue to bring her, you know, in through some of this curriculum.
Absolutely. Okay, so great job defining and explaining to us what the solvable problem is, and then also giving us your specific core capital number. Did a great job there. Love that. But then we need a vehicle to achieve that core capital, correct? And we call that the macro belief or the investment vehicle. So Daniel, explain to us what your macro belief is, maybe how you chose it, and what it's all about.
Sure. Yeah. So my macro belief has changed about twice since I started. It was initially Bitcoin, but my macro belief currently is Guardian Token, which is one of the currencies that the Wolf Den and TGA that they use as a tool in DeFi. So the reason that I believe that Guard will be the investment vehicle to help me effectively close the gap from a financial standpoint is because of the fundamentals that Guardian Token boasts, which are it's a risk-adjusted investment. It has a highly competent and ethical team, and it has some built-in hedges to the downside and kind of non-linear growth support from ecosystem. So my project, actually, Forge Finance, we actually have tax it's for our buy and sell tax that buy back Guardian token. And half of our treasury is stored in Guardian token because of these macro beliefs. So these are examples of me aligning my micro strategies, not just personally, but also with some of the things that I have my hand in with what my macro belief is. So these the reason why I chose Guardian token were kind of the aforementioned things that I just said. And that aligns with my personal economic principles and then investing criteria, which I think is a really important part of knowing yourself and playing your game. It's really understanding what kind of investor you are, what your risk tolerance is, and what your appropriate timeframes are. So currently, I strictly hold naked guard, as we like to call it, not guard without clothes, but just Guardian tokens. But that's because BUSD is not as important to me at this point. But if slash when Guard appreciates back to kind of previous all-time high levels or appreciates a fair amount, I will likely convert my macro belief to the base case, which is Guardian BUSD LP, as a means of hedging my downside, increasing my yielding power, and adding more optionality. So something that one of the commandments in CCA is least amount of effort, least amount of risk, most amount of options. And that's the name of the game. So I reserve the right to change my mind based off of new evidence that is provided. I think Dan will give me some claps for saying that. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of what my macro belief is and some of the logic, reasoning, and evidence for it.
Gotcha. And just for the benefit of my audience and other people that may come across this, what are some, and I know you mentioned Bitcoin, but what are some other examples of macro beliefs out there that could be viable for people?
I mean, it's really, the answer to this question is it depends. It drives people crazy. It depends on your personal economic principles and your risk tolerance and all that good stuff. But your macro belief does not have to be crypto related, right? It can be real estate. It can be silver. It can be gold, if you believe in precious metals. It has a lot to do with your unique disposition. So those are some things outside of crypto, just some basic things. It could be US dollars. For most people, it likely should be US dollars because we use US dollars to pay for everything in our lives right now. The fiat to crypto transactions are starting to become more popular, but it's still everything is still dominated by the US dollar. So,
yeah, appreciate that. Thanks. All right, moving right along. This has been excellent thus far. So another concept, it's more than a concept, but it's a book, and it's a book called Bumpers, written by Nick Peterson. And, you know, I was fortunate and lucky enough to have the original PDF copy in version 1 and version 2 that came out.
Low-key flex.
That's right. And so Bumpers is a jam-packed book. I give it out all the time, either give it physical copies or I'm sending it in the mail via Amazon. And it is chock full of, you know, nitty gritty right down to it. You know, what I say is how you're going to level up your life based on, again, what you just talked about. You know what your solvable problem is. You know what your macro belief is. Okay, how do you lock those things in with Bumpers? So, you know, the prompt here for you is, give us some examples of how you have installed Bumpers in your life in order to make sure that you are indeed getting closer every day to your solvable problem.
Yeah, I think Bumpers has, to give some credit to Nick Peterson, I think Bumpers has been, it's 40 pages long, so it doesn't really make that much sense, but it's been probably one of the most effective pieces of literature that I've been able to practically apply to my life immediately and see significant changes from. So big props to Nick. He's fantastic at breaking down complex things and simplifying them and making them understandable to you know, simple-minded folk like myself. But so the title of Bumpers, to give some clarification, is The Framework for Finding Your Personal Abundance, Maximum Productivity, Greatest Profits, and Highest Quality of Life. So for me, I've struggled with addiction and obsessive behavior my entire life. The vehicle has changed, but the behavioral pattern has essentially remained the same. up until about a year ago when I came across the Wolf Den, which is now known as the Guardian Academy. And going through that education, I began to identify what is known as a cognitive dissonance, which describes the gap between what or who we say we are and what our real world actions show to be true. So we touched on this a little bit earlier. But prior to this education, I had very little direction I wanted to achieve in life. I was living a life of a drug addict, a live fast, die young lifestyle. I didn't really have a lot of direction for my future. So lacking that clarity surrounding, you know, what daily actions were required to consistently move me closer to my goal, bumpers really helped me identify some of those things and set up, you know, guardrails so that we can effectively minimize the downside and bounce back quickly. I think the rebound is the term for that. So for me, like practical examples, I have a few different categories here. So for one of them, you know, my daily routine. So credit to bumpers and also to Dr. Jeff Spencer's Champions Perfect Day. As Dr. Jeff would say, if you can control your day, you can control your life. And so creating within bumpers, there's an exercise that requires you to define success. And by defining success, you effectively define what failure is. And most people don't like to define success because then they know what failure is and they know when they are failing. And it's not fun to accept that. But I was able to create articulation around what the minimum effective dose for me was to achieve my goals within different areas, such as health and fitness, relationship, finances, all the good stuff. So daily routine was one aspect. Probably one of the biggest ones was biasing closer versus more. And this is essentially using the solvable problem to measure micro decisions against. So informing my behavior based off of what my solvable problem is, the simple filter is this taking me closer to what I have identified is important to me and that I want within this time frame? If the answer is no, then it's a very easy decision, right? You don't have to sit there and weigh the different you know, the pros and the cons and all these different things. It's simple. Does this bring me closer? Yes or no. So having that filter in place has helped me to significantly reduce a lot of the destructive behaviors and things that take me further away. A lot of that is dopamine based behaviors, whether it's substance abuse or video games or whatever. You know, I've had an addictive personality my whole life, so it's really been a blessing to have that. The next thing is reduction of frequency of exposure. When it comes to crypto, I think a lot of us, we get excited. We want to watch the charts. We want to watch the price action. We like the candles, the red and the green, and, you know, but setting up bumpers to reduce that frequency of exposure has also significantly reduced the anxiety that comes with analyzing data. So the bumper that I've set up is only checking the price or portfolio value to determine if a change needs to be made versus obsessing over price and checking portfolio multiple times a day and, you know, building these emotional highs and lows from that. So that's been a really valuable bumper set in place within the crypto realm.
And in contrast to checking it every 5 minutes?
Yeah, watching Bitcoin on the 1 minute candle.
Right.
Let's go. And then the last thing is just a general reduction of dopamine without effort. So Nick talks a lot about dopamine without effort in some of the interviews with Dr. Andrew Huberman talks about this and how dangerous dopamine without effort can be. So I've really set up some bumpers surrounding how many things and how often I'm doing these things that are dopamine based.
Right. Very nice. Appreciate your explanation of bumpers and how you've applied them to your life. And again, just hearing the change that has come through with these application of bumpers, again, moving from anxiety to calm, I guess I'll call it. I've been thinking about what the inverse of anxiety is. What do you call it? If you're not experiencing anxiety, what's the current state then?
Bliss.
Bliss. Okay. Love it. Gotcha. Glad I gave you
tranquility, bliss. Those are probably some adjectives I would use.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. All right. So to the final prompt is, Daniel, what is some other supportive evidence that you can offer that would highlight or showcase how you are applying principles from the Guardian Academy? You know, another layer deeper, you've mentioned a couple different times, but we'll just come right out and say it. You're also a student of CCA, which then gives you just another deeper dive into these concepts that the TGA is based on. So again, you can tell us a little bit about CCA, but then go into, you know, other ways or other forms of evidence that you have to offer that would show us that you are applying these principles to different aspects of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, CCA stands for Certainty Certified Advisors. It's ran by Dan Nicholson, Nick Peterson, and Randy Massengale. And it's easily the most valuable program that I've ever, you know, and part of the supporting evidence is investing in myself, continuing to invest in myself and not just in, you know, financial outlets. And CCA has been a huge part of that. And I can't sing praises enough with these guys. And they do have another cohort opening up in November. So if you're interested, you can poke around and find some information about that. But as far as supporting evidence to show practical application of some of these frameworks and underpinnings and things that we're taught in the curriculum, one of the things that we talk about is Cartman's drama triangle and being able to identify when you're in a doom loop, effectively playing the role of a victim, a rescuer, or a perpetrator. So traditionally or historically speaking, growing up, I was definitely a big part of this drama loop. And so I've been able to really quickly identify when either I'm playing the victim or the rescuer or the perpetrator, or when other people are. And it's been able to help me frame the conversations and effectively solve problems without perpetuating this doom loop. And that's been really valuable for me, you know, in my relationship, in business, in different areas. So I do that. That is definitely one major thing. As far as business, I mean, the cryptocurrency project that we created, Forge Finance, it's structured very tightly around the frameworks and principles taught within the Guardian Academy and the Wolf Den. The project's geared towards helping goal-oriented individuals navigate their personal life in Web3 to engineer the outcomes they desire. So that process of becoming or that process of going from being a consumer to being a producer, I can't think of a better case in point than what I've been just cranking out and really working hard on within, you know, the Forge project. And I know you're a warden there, so you know, and we've had many conversations regarding some of the curriculum and stuff. So I think that's a pretty good case in point. Mm-hmm. And another facet of business is Dan was actually talking about this on the call earlier today. It's kind of this idea of addition by subtraction and creating space and not like rushing to fill this space. That's been a big part of my last year is actually creating.
Sorry, just got a phone call. Creating space around me and not rushing to close these gaps or fill the space and really allowing myself the time for the right opportunities to come to me instead of seeking out things that in haste that might not be, you know, the most efficient path forward.
Yeah.
So outside of that, personal life, I've built an operating system of that encompasses, you know, decision-making filters that help me to continually improve and move closer to what I want. I talked a little bit about that earlier, so I'm not going to dive into that. But learning to appreciate when bad things don't happen is a really big thing. It's something that Nick talks about in Bumpers. So again, highly recommend that book. It's amazing. And then the concept of playing soft offense, which is a Dr. Jeff Spencer concept, and or you can interchangeably use it with micro stepping into making changes instead of taking, you know, all or nothing dogmatic approach to things has really helped me to slowly move in the right direction. So that rolling average has been moving in the right direction versus, you know, these big volatile swings of ups and downs. And so that's been a that's been a big piece of it. And then the last piece is within investing in crypto. I mean, the education I've gathered regarding investing, you know, and not like not financial advice, you know, it's the way to think about investing that has changed. So it's allowed me to make less moves overall, and the moves that I do make align with my macro belief and my espoused financial goals. So halting, you know, active day trading within DeFi with these low cap projects that are high risk, and just focusing on DCAing in over time onto the things that I believe will effectively close the gap, and not creating a system that goes against the two undefeated titans of time and randomness.
Yeah. And talk about putting a cap on anxiety, right? To move from that day trading to yaying.
Heaven and hell.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely a wild ride.
Well, I think we've made it through the required prompts for the capstone. I've got two more things that I want to throw at you before we wrap this up. One is, you know, it would be silly to not have you talk more specifically about Forge and how people can learn more about Forge and join the Forge community. So why don't you do that? Tell us all about Forge.
Yeah, so Forge was created, you know, something that we learned in the Wolf Den is if you're going to create something, you know, it better be for a reason and not just to create something. So we identified some underlying problems. And a lot of it was in alignment with kind of how the Wolf Den approached things. And the other piece was surrounding education regarding NFTs and what people perceive them to be and what their actual value as far as the technology and the underlying smart contract provide. There's a dissonance. So we created Forge to be an educational platform, a safe environment where people could come and grow personally and learn some of the things that some of the education that we have to offer. We do a lot of yield farming as well on NightSwap. And if you're interested about learning more about Forge, we have a very in-depth white paper. If you go to our Telegram, which is just t.me/ForgeBSC, and you type in the chat once you're in there, /white paper, that will pull it up for you. We can maybe even include some links somewhere in here. I don't know if that's possible, Nick, but
yep, I'll actually throw that into.
We'd love to have you. There's no obligation. There's you know, we're not the type of people to tell you to invest in something. We just provide useful perspective, and we allow people to make decisions for themselves. And even if you don't have any interest in investing, there's other ways to support and there's other ways to accrue value aside from finances. So we'd love to have you.
Yeah. I would say being involved in the Forge communities, whether it's on Discord or Telegram and Twitter, is, you know, I think we probably talk more about what's going on in our lives and the world than we do about crypto and coins and projects and candles. You know, it's probably a, you know, I would say it's a 100%. Good 70-30 split, where 70% of the time we're just sharing what's going on in our lives, right? Like a true community would, versus, you know, taking things to the moon and whatnot. So,
Yeah. You got one more for me?
I do. I got one more. And this is getting back to, you know, me playing my game. So one of the focuses of, or the primary focus of the Upgraded Life podcast, is getting people's take on what mindset is. How do you define mindset? And what would you offer to my listeners, to the audience, in terms of a practical way to improve their mindset?
I think there's an important distinction here, and I'm gonna do Dr. Jeff proud. And I highly recommend you guys check out Dr. Jeff's stuff. He's incredible. He's probably one of the best cornermen in the world. He talks a lot about the champion's mind versus a mindset. But really, I think what's important when it comes to mindset is doing things when you're scared. You know, fear is going to be there. But having the courage to kind of step into uncertainty and fear and just doing things I think is extremely valuable and important, because either way, you either win or you learn. So you win either way. You're collecting data and you can use that to inform, you know, better decisions down the line. So as far as mindset goes, there's a lot of this, you know, fake it till you make it. And that's kind of the process that I went through. You know, I dealt with a lot of imposter syndrome. I dealt with a lot of insecurities and guilt and shame from my past and a lot of these things. And I think that if you really want to get back, it's not about, you know, finding yourself. You're not a $20 bill, you know, hidden in a jacket pocket somewhere, right? Your real self is there. It's about kind of peeling back the layers of what you've been conditioned to become by your environment and your experiences and different things, and really getting back to who you are and being okay with that and knowing who that person is and playing that game. I think it's really the cap. That's the nightcap right there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the reframe that you offered there, you know, W's and L's. It's not wins and losses. You're either winning or you're learning. I love that reframe there. I think that's super valuable for people to embrace. Well, yep, Daniel, we made it to the end. Appreciate you coming on and giving me and my audience your time. And we will package this up and ship it off to the Guardian Academy team. And we will hope for the best that it's acceptable. I'm sure it will be. I think you did a phenomenal job marching through the prompts and really providing value along the way, both by giving great definitions and then telling us how you applied these things to your life. So I got to say, great job to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, man. I look forward to listening to the stuff that you produce as you move into more of a producer role as well. So kudos to you.
Appreciate that. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Daniel Sen, co-founder of Forge Finance, sharing with us his capstone project. Daniel's been around the Guardian Academy for quite a long time. He knows the principles that are taught in the Guardian Academy, and he is also a CCA student, which he mentioned in the interview with me. And I think that just came through in the depth and the specificity that he offered when he was talking about the solvable problem, what a macro belief is and what his personal macro belief. And he did an excellent job with bumpers, explaining that concept and how he has applied bumpers in his own life. I also think his take on mindset was absolute gold. And so I hope you are able to apply that in your own life, being able to have courage and step in and do difficult things with the mindset shift of it's not wins and losses, it's wins or learning. I think that was super valuable. I know I've had to embrace that change in my life, and I'm glad that he chose to focus on that aspect of what it means to have a champion's mind, because I know that's what he's pulling from Dr. Jeff Spencer. Truly want to appreciate you all for listening to this episode. If you found value, let me know in a comment. I'll be on Twitter. This will be featured on my Twitter account, The Upgraded Life Podcast, at TUL Podcast. If you want to give me a review, hopefully it's a 5-star review, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Those are just ways that you can show your feedback, show your support, and put wins in my sail again as I am moving forward with this podcast, the Upgraded Life Podcast. Thank you again. And here's my urging to you to do something today that will help you to realize and reach your true potential.